From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. United States President Donald Trump saying Saturday a disputed memo, quote, totally vindicates him. The congressional memo released Friday alleges FBI surveillance abuse to raise questions about the origins of the investigation into his campaign's possible Russia ties. The president also tweeted on Saturday that there was, quote, no collusion and there was no obstruction, end quote. The four-page document released on Friday contends that the FBI, when it applied for a surveillance warrant on a one-time President Trump campaign associate, relied excessively on an ex-British spy, and the opposition research was funded by Democrats. Democrats say releasing the memo is misleading and undermines the ongoing Russia probe. A suicide blast in a former militant stronghold in northwestern Pakistan has killed at least 11 army officials and injured 13 others. The attack took place Saturday night in Swat Valley, where army officers conduct sporting activities, according to an official statement. Sources told VOA army officials were playing in a volleyball match. A spokesman for the outlawed Pakistani Taliban swiftly claimed responsibility. A Russian pilot who ejected from his fighter jet after it was shot down in northwestern Syria on Saturday was killed by militants after he landed alive. That's according to Syrian monitors and a Syrian militant group. A video circulating on social media shows people looking at flames on the edge of the northwestern Syrian village of Masaran. Moscow did not confirm the downing of its plane. This is VOA News. North Korea violated United Nations sanctions to earn nearly $200 million in 2017 from banned commodity exports. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
North Korea earned nearly $200 million last year by exporting banned commodities in violation of international sanctions. That, according to a confidential UN report, as seen by Reuters on Friday. It said North Korea had shipped coal to ports including Russia, China and Malaysia, mainly by using false documents. Those documents listing countries like Russia and China as the origin of the coal, instead of North Korea.
That was Reuters' David Doyle. Pyongyang has been subject to sanctions in a bid to choke funding for its ballistic and missiles program. The UN report added there was also evidence that North Korea had supplied weapons to Syria and Myanmar. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights criticizes the continued suspension of three independent television stations in Kenya. A spokesman says the office is concerned by the government's refusal to heed the Kenyan High Court's instruction to allow the TV stations to remain on air. Earlier this week, the TV stations were shut down to prevent live coverage of a controversial ceremony held by Raila Odinga. Odinga is Kenya's main opposition leader who refuses to accept the last election results. Here's spokesman Rupert Colville on the violent rioting that was predicted ahead of Odinga's ceremony.
What is true and I think very good was that the ceremony which was held by Raila Odinga's party passed off peacefully. And thousands of people attended it, and despite the government's warnings that they shouldn't.
Colville says the continued suspension of the television stations needs to be ended. A French judge charged prominent Swiss Islamic academic scholar Tariq Ramadan with rape Friday and ordered him to remain in custody. This after two women claimed last year he sexually assaulted them in hotel rooms. That happening in 2009 and 2012, according to judicial sources. Ramadan was placed in a Paris jail on Wednesday during a preliminary probe. He was informed he was the target of the investigation, which magistrates said would determine whether Ramadan should stand trial. The Swiss-born theologian denies the charges. Board members with the League of United Latin American Citizens, also known as LULAC, are to meet Saturday after its president, Robert Rocha, was criticized for writing a letter to U.S. President Donald Trump endorsing the administration's immigration plan. LULAC is calling for his resignation. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.